Western Australia have been fighting hard against the shothole borer beetle since its first appearance in 2021, with state and federal government pledging $41 million to eliminate the invasive pest. But last month, the WA government surrendered eradication efforts for management and control strategies, a move environmental experts fear could see the beetle spread to neighbouring states. With elimination off the table, researchers say new and coordinated efforts are needed to better understand and manage the pest. The Wire's Sam Giorgio spoke with Theodore Evans, Associate Professor of Applied Entomology at the University of Western Australia, to find out more about the spread of this beetle.
The beetle's only found in metropolitan Perth, which is already a highly modified environment, not much natural vegetation left in the urban areas of our cities. This beetle comes from Southeast Asia and it bores into trees. It's only about 1.5 millimetres long. It lives in a symbiotic relationship with a fungus. It doesn't actually eat the wood. This fungus eats the wood and then it eats the fungus. So we can see the beetles can disperse down a city street from tree to tree kind of thing with that kind of flight power, but they're not going to travel very large distances. And we find beetles popping up 10 kilometres or more away from previous infestation sites. And so this is human movement. People can take cut wood infested with the beetle, unwittingly take it from an infested site and move it into an uninfested site. And we think that is the way the vast majority of the beetle has been spread. There's questions about how well public were informed about the beetle and informed about this type of spread.
We've seen WA government there providing an additional $26 million in response to the pest. What do you think is the best use of that money?
The first thing I would point out is there's been almost no research done on this beetle in Australia, in Perth. The response has been following some of the methods developed overseas, especially in California. There's been very little to no research done in Perth. It depends on what you define as research. What little bit of research there has been mostly done by local government authorities, you know, town councils. And this is on a very small scale because they've got very limited budgets. The one and only control method that is authorized by the government here is chop and chip. So chop and chip means the tree is chopped down and chipped into small pieces no larger than 2.5 centimetres. And then it's supposed to be heat treated through hot composting or some other similar method, because although chipping kills the vast majority of the beetles, it doesn't kill all of them.
In a media release, the Invasive Species Council warned the decision to stop eradication attempts of the shothole borer in Western Australia could put the rest of the country at risk, leaving Australians to prevent nationwide spread. The council's policy director, Dr. Carol Booth, echoes broader concern for the borer's potential intrusion and says despite its size, the tiny beetle could have drastic impacts on horticulture, native plant species, and Australians' agriculture industries.
You know, we've got this tiny little beetle, no bigger than a sesame seed, and it can kill giant trees. Unfortunately, it can kill trees of hundreds of different species around the world. Even in the short period of time in which it's been in Australia, in Perth, several dozen tree species have proven highly or very highly susceptible, and this includes at least 15 native Australian tree species. We extrapolate from the experience in Western Australia. I think, you know, all Australians should be deeply worried about the potential impacts of this beetle spreading, and that's impacts on horticultural trees. So, you know, they're known to cause damage to avocados and almonds and mango trees. They are known to have really quite devastating impacts on urban treescapes. Trees are so important in cities, so it could become much more expensive for local governments to be able to maintain a treescape because they'll have to cut down trees that become unsafe because they're dying from the beetle and replace those trees. But the other big impact, and it's not very well understood, is the potential for impacts on native forests. We know now that at least 15 native species are highly to very highly susceptible and others are moderately susceptible. So it suggests that there are a lot of potential trees out there that could be badly damaged or killed by this beetle. But what effect that will have in forests, we just don't know.
So the WA state government They've revealed that the eradication of the boar isn't on the cards. How do we react to this?
First of all, we have to give credit to Australia's government for attempting an eradication because it hasn't been attempted anywhere else. Eradications are difficult, so we have to sometimes accept that it is not feasible. We also need to learn from each of the programs and really try to, you know, for continuous improvement. So we really need to look at this program and have it independently reviewed to look at what went well and what could have been done better. You know, one concern is whether there was too much of a delay before the eradication started, for example. But it needs to be open to review so that we can learn as much as possible from it. And obviously now the critical issues are trying to contain it in Perth so that it doesn't spread further or that the spread is delayed for as long as possible to give us, you know, Australians time to do research into alternative control methods and the potential environmental impacts and, you know, what we can do in the different environments in which it might have really serious impacts. How the program went, there's just not enough public information to draw any conclusions about the effectiveness. We do know that Australia's government's put a lot of money into it. The Western Australian government put a lot of effort into that program.
Invasive Species Council Policy Director, Dr. Carol Booth, speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.